go out into the streets and tell others about Christ. Perhaps someone is asking this afternoon, why would you transport the poor, the single parents, the children? There is something that is called compassion. Compassion. Why would someone want to reach the children? Compassion. Why would someone want to reach the adults, the elders? Compassion. Compassion. Why would anyone want to reach those that couldn't come any other way? It's called compassion. The Bible, Jesus had compassion. The Master said, go and get the blind. Go and get the poor. Go and get the hider. Isn't that what Jesus said in Luke chapter 14, verse 21? I too, like everybody else, had to learn about this ministry. Let me give you a quick testimony before I end my messages this evening. When I was a little boy, I started going to church. And the way my siblings, it was me, David, Mary, and Brenda. Mary is Brenda's married with Pastor Venegas in Yakima and Union by Templo Bautista in Union Gap, Washington. Brenda's married to Pastor Venegas, or Brenda, and Mary is his assistant pastor, Venegas' pastor in Union Gap, just right beside Yakima. But when we were little kids, I was about 3 years old. Mary was about, or Brenda was about four, and Mary was about eight. I remember a white bus from church going into our neighborhoods, and I remember young ladies knocking on doors. I was a little boy. I was 3 years old, and I remember riding on the bus and going to church. And when I was growing up, and God called me to the ministry, I remember this, and I said, "Thank you, Father. Thank you, because when I was a little boy, someone worried about me. Someone didn't say, oh, he's a little boy. Just let him, when he gets older, we'll transport, we'll take him to church." I'm so happy no one, they cared about me when I was a little boy. It's been 40 years later. I'm 43. And now God has put this burden in my heart to do so. And I thank God for what God is doing in Piranegras. Now, there's a lot of people going, kids and youth going to church. Thanks for the bus ministry. But we have, like I'll tell you a little testimony of our church. When you go inside our building, onto our right, we have it's supposed to be our men's room, our restroom. And a lady on the left side, our ladies' room. And when we go inside our building, since we're not using them as restrooms, we have restrooms outside. They've been using those classes, those rooms for classes for kids. The boys on one side and the ladies on the other side, the little girls on the other side. Upstairs, we have a bigger room, and we had the little kids from 5 to 7 upstairs. And downstairs, we had from 8 to 11, and then we have a nursery. But people are waiting out there. They want to know about Jesus, about Christ. And now our next step is building. We don't fit no more. We need some more space. And on the side of the building, I know brother and pastor saw this, we have a little more space. And our goal is, as soon as I get to Piranegras, is, I don't know how, but God will provide, we're going to start building there. We're going to start, we need another room to have classes. We need another, we need an office for pastor. And I want to, and we need a little room to print our own tracts. We want to have our own tracts, and that way we have our youth involved in something at our church. And we need someone to print the tracts, cut the tracts, staple them together, fold them in half, and please pray for this. And we don't fit in the rooms anymore. Because God says, you know what? There's people waiting out there. Just go and get them. Bring them. The Lord needs more bus captains. The Lord needs more bus workers. The Lord needs more bus drivers. You could drive a bus. I drive a bus. I'm not very bright. I'm sure that here's people that are brighter than me. You could drive a bus. Amen, brother? No, I mean, because he's a bus driver. We need people that that's church people that would support our bus ministry. Ah, I caught it now. I didn't mean it that way. That would support the gas for the bus. We need the church that would give candies and go to the. Who's your bus captain? Anyhow, you have a bus captain. You're the bus captain. Who's your bus driver? You're the bus driver. Who's your bus worker? You're the bus worker. One more in the back. He needs some help. This man needs some help. He needs some help. We need a bus captain. You could do it. Use people. They have a lot of energy. They do. And when I came in, I saw the youth playing with the ball. I couldn't be outside playing with the ball, especially with the heat. Here they are with ties and suits, the little kids, and they were playing. They have a lot of energy. And you that are 10, 11, 12, 13, you could help. You could get on the bus and sing songs to the children. You could walk them to their house and knock the door while the bus is waiting for you to get back on the bus. You could do it. The Lord needs people to serve Him. We need bus ministries. We need people that could give candies. Here you go, brother. Here's some candies for the kids. These children will never have an opportunity in knowing about the love of Christ if it wasn't for a bus ministry. They would have never learned these songs that I just mentioned. This bus ministry is a way to go around parents and tell them about the love of Christ. Thank you for praying for us, and I'll be praying for you. I'll be praying for you, and think about this. God wants to use you. Do you have a ministry here in this church? Is there something that you're doing? I saw a great group of people that were singing. That was so beautiful. But let me tell you, you could sing and you could do something else. You could be an usher. You could clean the restrooms. You could work on the bus. You could go out and get a group of youth and share gospel tracts. I don't know, outside Walmart. There's something you could do for the Lord. God wants everybody involved. And the master says, go and fill my house. Go out and tell about Christ. And I want my house filled. Let's pray, please.